Many broadcasters fear falling revenues as viewers switch to on-demand television. At FT.com, with YouTube to watch, Instagram pictures to take on Facebook, Snapchat, and other social media platforms to explore, a generation of young Americans that used to turn to television for entertainment is finding its fix elsewhere. They are watching on-demand services such as Netflix and Hulu and the BBC iPlayer, but turning off linear TV or tuning in at a set time on a set channel. This migration has been gradual, but is starting to show up in quarterly results of some of the world's biggest media companies, and investors are beginning to notice. Television executives started sounding the alarm last autumn when Viacom, 21st Century Fox, Comcast, which owns NBC Universal, and Walt Disney began reporting lower advertising revenues for some or all of their networks. So I think the big story out there is the people are turning to on-demand because they can watch what they want when they want, and maybe the linear TV, as they like to say in this article, just isn't showing anything they're interested in. The 24-hour news cycle on cable TV is garnering more interest than the big networks' news. We can talk about trust and news anchors and all that sort of stuff. Reality television seems to be going down the drain, so to speak, as far as viewership. And really, the rest of the stations don't have a lot to watch that's really worth a damn. I go back to the television show that A&E carried called Longmire, which was critically praised, had huge ratings, but they dropped it, and instead we see Donnie Loves Jenny, although Netflix was smart to pick up Longmire. Anyway, long and the short of the story is the smart TV generation is taking over, and the smart viewer is telling the networks, your stuff is just crap, and they're losing money. We'll see where that goes. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.